am here in studio with Allison Lee Phipps. She's the market manager. And Jean Blaney, she's the director for Rockland Recreation. And we're going to talk a little bit. We had them in studio before for the Rockland Farmers Market. We're going to talk a little bit about the Union Street Fall Festival. And ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
I like a little bit of that feedback. We always try to bring a little bit of the 60s into everything we do here. We had you ladies on at the beginning of the season, and you were telling us we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and you've done more than that. You've done this and that. I want you to tell people what's been happening. I believe it's every other Saturday in Rockland, and what's going to be happening coming up for the next couple of weeks. Now, you've got the Rockland Farmers Market, Reimagine Rockland, and the Rockland Recreation Department. You're teaming up for a day of activities in the center of town. Tell me about the date and time and what's going to happen. Let's start with you, Jean Blaney.
So the date is October 9th, and the time is from 1 to 5 p.m. We're shutting down Union Street. We're bringing our farmers market up to the center of town. We're combining it with our Touch a Truck event that we usually run, and in conjunction with that, we have a whole lot going on with other town departments getting involved, such as police and fire, our library. So we've got all sorts of stuff that we have going on.
Now, Allison, when we had you on before, you were the person who was making all this fun stuff happen with when it came to food, when it came to craft beer, when it came to crafts in general. it's overwhelming. And I'm going to get back to this, but this beautiful gift basket that you brought in here, I'm feeling very Martha Stewart here because it's beautifully presented, and we'll talk a little bit about just some. It's just a mere sampling about some of the items that people can get at these farmers markets. Now, with this fall festival in town, you're talking about food trucks, live music, more than 50 vendors?
Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, we have our normal vendors that we have at the Rockland Farmers Market, this past season, and we've added a few more. We have our staple, Casey's Curbside Bistro. She started the very beginning of our market and has blown us away with her handcrafted chicken tenders. Time Traveler, Nautical Mile, Lady C, Sweeties. There's a ton that are coming out. It'll be a ton of fun.
That's awesome. Do you have a Facebook page or a place where people can go and get a complete list of everybody who's there?
Yep. So we're still making the announcements, and the Instagram is Rockland Farmers Market as well as the Facebook. And then obviously you'll see all of us plastered everywhere through there.
This is awesome. And it's Saturday, October 9th, 1 to 5 p.m. Correct. Now, in this gift basket that we're looking at, beside this beautiful big bow on here, you just brought a mere sampling of some of the things. You started with Willow Tree Donuts. Now, these are made fresh daily. And I know we've been talking here on the air about your favorite donuts. Apple cider donuts. I guess you don't have to drive out to Central Mass to do this.
No. And I have to say, these are the best apple cider donuts that I've had. I haven't tried the other ones, but I'm hearing that blueberry is pretty amazing, and the cinnamon apple cider donuts are pretty awesome as well.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll be opening them up for the crew here, and as I said, it's something like out of the Ten Commandments. Where a plague of locusts will come and eat them within probably about 10 minutes, and again, little shout out there for Willow Tree Donuts. You can find them at the Rockland Garden Center. Check them out on Facebook, willowtreedonuts.com. Now, what's this hot sauce? That doesn't go with the donuts.
No, I mean, although it could. Sweet Mama's Hot Sauce, it's a guy named Joe. He's out of his kitchen is out of Halifax. He's local source, gluten-free, vegan. He's a family guy. He was a chef and started this hot sauce business and is really taking off. He's been there face front at every farmer's market. Mm-hmm. And he's coming out with a black label, which I think is obviously a little bit hotter. And then he has a spicy mayonnaise aioli as well. But it's definitely, it's eclectic, kind of like what I would equate to like a Vietnamese type hot sauce, where there it's more than just the hot, it's like sweet and hot and sour.
I was thinking about you when I saw this piece today. Earlier today, Rob Hackle was asking people their favorite place to get coffee, and you got some of this wonderful local coffee. This is Restoration Coffee.
Yeah.
Who makes this?
So it's a guy named Matt Woods. He's got three shops. He started another family guy we like to support. He has shops in West Bridgewater, and Whitman. And he does all his woodworking and refabbing in the stores, and he roasts his own beans right there in the store. It smells amazing when you walk in. And he really puts his time and effort into the ingredients and the food that he does there. Mm-hmm. I haven't met the chef, but he really does like, you know, avocado toast and really good things like that.
I get so hungry every time I talk to you. And I know that you did mention about deconstructed street corn, which Lenny Rowe and I have not stopped talking about. I just want to have something that says deconstructed. Yeah. It doesn't mean it I dropped it. It means
it's something you can eat good. It with a spoon. Better
Yum. Now, this does cap off a season for the Rockland Farmers Market, which I think was every other Saturday. That was at Hartstuff Park.
Correct.
What was the reception like there? Better than expected?
Yeah, you know, we had high hopes, and our hopes were blown out of the water. We our first day, we filled the parking lot, and each time has been bigger and better. So I hope next year we're going to change the time a little bit and really kind of contour to what the feedback that we got this year, make it bigger and better.
That's awesome. Know. And Jean Blaney, how does this benefit Rockland Recreation? I mean, you've probably gotten more attention in the past season than you have in a long time with doing an event like this.
Yes. So we actually recently changed our name from Rockland Youth Commission to Rockland Recreation so that we're mm-hmm. able to do more within the community. So this is just one of the things that we wanted to do and have wanted to do. And when I met Allison, knew that she was the perfect person to do it. It took her 3 weeks to throw together the first market, and now it's really blossomed. I've been to most of them, not all of them, I have to say, but I've been to most of them, and they are fantastic. I meet new people all the time, and new people that have just moved to Rockland too.
Bringing a lot of attention to the center of town, and there's a lot to see there, and even some historic things that we were talking about a little bit off air. Like you talked about a place at the Rockland Memorial Library at Treasure Hunt, Story Walk, and Sidewalk Chalk Art, and I had mentioned, which I'd heard somewhere in the back of my head, that Rockland was one of the original Carnegie libraries that Andrew Carnegie, I'm never sure how to pronounce his name.
Me either.
Left some of his gazillions of dollars to actually fund and found that, which is pretty impressive. That's a nationwide feather in your hat.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when folks go on our website and they check out 959WATD.com and eventually on our Facebook page, they're going to see a picture of you two ladies holding this wonderful gift basket that you brought. Allison, you made the wooden tote here.
I did.
I'm sure that's the wrong word for it. What do you call that thing?
It's a garden trug. So I have a business, Happy Soul Handcrafted. We're at every farmer's market in the mm-hmm. Fall Fest. I was a woodworker before I became a farmer's market manager. But, you know, life's too short to say no.
This is wonderful. It's what a unique and wonderful Rockland Farmer's Market. Again, you're having your special Union Street Fall Festival. Again, time and place, Jean Blaney.
October 9th. From 1 to 5 p.m.
Okay. And Allison, you wanted to mention something else about the Farmers Market and the Fall Festival?
I would. So this is actually new. We haven't put this out to the public yet, but our beer garden has our regular season vendor, which is Barrel House Z. We also added Vitamin C Brewery and Mayflower Brewery, along with a local bar we have in town, Players Sports Bar, that will be supplying beer and wine, and also Apple Sangria Muffins. Apple Cider Sangria Muffins.
Yep.
so hungry.
Yeah, and it's and with live music in the beer garden. So it's gonna be quite the event.
That's awesome. Mark your calendar, Saturday, October 9th, 1 to 5 p.m. Rockland Farmers Market. It's the Union Street Fall Festival. And one more time, if people want to find out more information about this, Jean, where can they go?
They can go to our website, rocklandrec.org, or they can email Allison, she is rockland02370market@gmail.com, or they can call the Rockland our office, 781-871-1730.
Well, that sounds terrific. We're going to put this interview up online as well so people can go back and listen, and maybe if they missed a portion of this, but sounds like a lot of food, fun, entertainment, a great time for all happening in the heart of Rockland. Again, Allison Lee Phipps, the market manager, and Jean Blaney, the director for Rockland Rec. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Christine. Thank you for having us.
I'm Christine James, sending it back to Dan McCready right here at 95.9 WATD.